Joining me live in studio this morning is J.R. Richard from Law Edwards Law Office, located in Aetna. J.R., good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I am glad to be here, and I'm very grateful for KRSV and SVI Media in helping us launch this year's coloring book contest.
Seventh consecutive year, is that right?
7 years, my friend. It's so if you were an artist in kindergarten when the first edition came out, this will be your last and most glorious year for getting this color book in. We're very proud of it. It takes a lot of work by a lot of people, but it's so well received, not only by the students, but also by the businesses. I don't know if you know, we had to increase the size this year. So we picked up 5 new sponsors. I want to take a moment to thank Four Pines Physical Therapy, Marcella's Italian Restaurant in Thane, Rosie's Beauty Salon in Thane, Archery Unlimited, and Star Valley Health for their first year on this coloring book.
Excellent. Very cool. And so it really is a whole community effort. Of course, Edwards Law spearheads the whole project, but the whole community comes in to make it all work. Maybe give us more details on that. What does each business contribute to this?
Well, each business is a sponsor. So they sponsor a page. Included are instructions on that page for the prizes in which they give out. We encourage early completion, so get coloring. We also want you to get all those entries into the sponsorship businesses. I know that I am always looking forward to when the young people come into my office and they fill up my walls with artwork. And an interesting aspect to this is that they're always looking to see what their other co-students in the same class have done. So it really is a competition.
Excellent. I love it. It's great for the community. J.R. Richard in studio this morning with Edwards Law Office. And so coloring books are distributed how and when to students?
We take it upon ourselves through the help of Valerie Menon to get them distributed to each one of the elementary schools, as well as the Lincoln County Library System. And we'll also have some extras at our office in case maybe the dog eats the one you have at home.
Right.
We can fix whatever gets broken.
Perfect. So students can get them from the school. I know a lot of homeschool students participate in this as well, right? And they just pick those up at whatever library is closest to them?
Yep. We try and coordinate the best we can through their association and the libraries because we like to include everyone in the valley. You know, this is kind of the spearhead. This is the beginning of the Christmas train. And we're proud to be the initial aspect going into this Christmas season, closely followed by the Christmas Tree organization or the Christmas Tree Legacy, as well as the Parade of Lights coming up Thanksgiving weekend.
Perfect.
So we're proud to be first.
Awesome. So, JR, when can people, students, I should say, I guess, what are the age groups? You're targeting elementary age students, right? And when can they start turning in and when are the deadlines?
Well, like I said, we're going to make every attempt to get them all distributed this week. It'll be kindergarten through sixth grade. There are some combination of grades, but it's clearly outlined on each page. And on the back of the page, and you're welcome to color anyone you want. We encourage you to color all of them. And then visit the businesses that are the sponsors and drop them off. Sometimes they got an extra treat for you. You never know.
Love it. In studio, J.R. Richard, Edwards Law Office. Of course, every business has their own prizes, you mentioned. But in previous years, you've had grand prizes for various categories. You doing that again this year?
Well, Duke, that's the hard part. Because each business will submit their best selections of how their employees had made the decision. Then they give them into Edwards Law Office, and then we have the task, often not a very easy task, to decide grand prize winners. So we will give out a monetary $100 bill, crisp, to the grand prize winner of K through 6. We're also going to include, as we have in the past, a class pizza party for the teacher or the classroom with the most entries. That is hosted by artisan chef Maggie. She makes a good pizza. And then the school with the most entries, And we're pretty tickled about this. The entire school gets a movie or bowling night sponsored by Star Valley Station and Salt River Cinemas. So you can go there, get a good dinner, and enjoy either a movie or go bowling with your family.
The whole school.
Entire school.
That's incredible.
Yep.
It's pretty amazing. So, in other words, turn in your sheets, right? Get those entries submitted.
Get them in. Be counted.
Absolutely. Again, the coloring contest gets underway this week with coloring books being distributed throughout the Star Valley community at elementary schools and the libraries. You can also pick some up at Edwards Law Office. J.R. Richard in studio from Edwards Law. Anything we missed, J.R., about the coloring contest?
We couldn't do it without local support. I'm always flattered by the input we get from our sponsors. And so I encourage everyone to acknowledge them, thank them, all right? And let's have another successful year.
Love it. We are looking forward to the pages being turned into us here at SBI. We always love it. It is so hard to pick the winners every year. It's fun, but it's very challenging. So good time. Well, JR, appreciate you coming in today.
My pleasure, and thank you. Thank KRSV, and thank SVI Media.
J.R. Richard in studio, Edwards Law Office, and the annual Kids Coloring Contest, 7th annual, gets underway this week. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on the SVI Radio Network.